وقفينا على آثارهم بعيسى ابن مريم مصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة وآتيناه الإنجيل فيه هدى ونور ومصدقا لما بين يديه من التوراة وهدى وموعظة للمتقين.
After the prophets of the Israelites, I sent Jesus, son of Mary, as a believer in the Torah, given judgment in accordance with it. I also gave him the gospel that contained guidance to the truth and evidences to remove doubt and solve difficult cases of rulings. It corresponded to the Torah that came before it, except in a few rulings that it replaced. I made the gospel a guide and a means to restrain people from doing that which was prohibited.
وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
The Christians should believe in what Allah has revealed in the Gospel, and they should judge in accordance with the truth it contains prior to the coming of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Whoever does not judge according to what Allah has sent down, then such people are the ones who do not follow Allah and leave the truth for falsehood. After Allah praised the Torah and the Gospel, He praises the Quran in the following verse.
وأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب ومهيمنا عليه فاحكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم عما جاءك من الحق لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم فاستبقوا الخيرات إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
I sent down to you, O Messenger, the Quran with the truth about which there is no doubt that it is from Allah. It is a confirmation and guardian for the revealed books that came before it. Whatever in those books conforms to, it is the truth, and whatever does not is false. So judge between people according to what I have revealed to you in it, and do not follow their desires which they have adopted in leaving the truth that has been revealed to you, about which there is no doubt. I have made a sacred law and clear path for every nation. If I willed to make all the laws one, I would have done so, but I made a separate law for every nation, in order to test them all, and to see who follows and who does not. So rush towards doing good actions and leave evil ones. Your return on the day of judgment is to me alone. I will inform you about that which you used to differ in, and will repay you for the actions you did.
وأن احكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم واحذرهم أن يفتنوك عن بعض ما أنزل الله إليك فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُم بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ.
Judge between them, O Messenger, in accordance with what Allah has revealed to you. Do not follow their opinions that arise from following their desires. Be careful that they do not mislead you from some of what Allah has revealed to you. They will leave no stone unturned in an attempt to do just that. If they turn away from accepting judgment in accordance with what Allah has sent down to you, then know that Allah only intends to punish them for some of their sins in this world. In the afterlife, He will punish them for all of their sins. There are many people who do not follow Allah's laws.
أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ.
Do they ignore your judgment, seeking the judgments of the idolaters from the period of ignorance, who pass judgment according to their desires, in the sight of those who have conviction and who understand that which Allah has sent to His Prophet? There can be no one better in judgment than Allah, but not in the sight of those who are ignorant and who only follow their desires, even though they may be false. Beneficial points. All prophets are in complete agreement with respect to the fundamentals of religion, despite there being a few differences between them with regards to secondary matters of the sacred law. It is necessary to pass judgment in accordance with Allah's sacred law and to ignore all false beliefs besides it. The verses condemn the passing of judgment in accordance with the customs and laws of the people of the period of ignorance.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين.
O you who believe in Allah and follow His Messenger, do not take the Jews and Christians as your allies and close friends whom you support. The Jews will only support those of their religion, and the Christians will do the same. Both groups will unite against you. Whoever from you takes them as friends is one of them. Allah does not guide those who do wrong by supporting the disbelievers.
فترى الذين في قلوبهم مرض يسارعون فيهم يقولون نخشى أن تصيبنا دائرة فعسى الله أن يأتي بالفتح أو أمر من عنده فيصبحوا على ما أسروا في أنفسهم نادمين.
You will see, O Messenger, those weak in faith rushing to become friends with the Jews and the Christians, saying, "We fear that these people will gain victory, and when they come into power, we will be harmed. Perhaps Allah will give victory to the Messenger and the believers or bring something from him that will crush the force of the Jews and their allies. Those who rush to befriend them will then regret the hypocrisy they kept hidden within their hearts, because the weak links they held on to will be for nothing."
ويقول الذين آمنوا أهؤلاء الذين أقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم إنهم لمعكم حبطت أعمالهم فأصبحوا خاسرين.
The believers will say in surprise at the condition of these hypocrites, "Are these the people who swore serious oaths that they were with you, all you who have faith, in faith, support an alliance? Their actions have gone to waste, and they have become losers because they lost their true goal, and because of the punishment prepared for them."
يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
O you who believe in Allah and follow His Messenger, if any one of you turns back from their religion to disbelief, then Allah will soon replace them with the people whom He will love, and who will love Him due to their steadfastness. They will be compassionate towards the believers and harsh towards the disbelievers. They will strive with their wealth and their lives so that Allah's word is victorious. They will not fear the one who blames them, because their concern will be Allah's pleasure and blame rather than that of created things. That is Allah's grace, which He gives to whomever of His servants He wishes. Allah's grace and kindness is wide, and He knows who is deserving of the same and who is not. After Allah prohibited taking the Jews, Christians and other disbelievers as friends, He sets out who the believers should take as friends in the following verse.
إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون.
The Jews, Christians and other disbelievers are not your friends. Your true friends and supporters are Allah, His Messenger and the believers who establish their prayers completely, give zakat of their wealth, and who are humble before Allah.
وَمَن يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ.
Whoever becomes the friend of Allah, His Messenger, and the believers by supporting them, then they will be from Allah's party, and Allah's party will be victorious since Allah is their supporter.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء واتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين.
O you who believe in Allah and follow His Messenger, do not become friends with those Jews and Christians who have received Scripture, and those idolaters, all of whom poke fun at and play with your religion. Be mindful of Allah by avoiding becoming friends with those whom He has prohibited you from so doing, if you truly have faith in Him and in His revelation. Beneficial points. The verses indicate the principle of al-wala wal-bara, loyalty and disowning, which is essentially to be loyal to and love Allah, His Messenger and the believers, and to hate the people of disbelief and avoid loving them. One of the attributes of the hypocrites is that they take Allah's enemies as friends. Carelessness and negligence in supporting the religion may result in the person who is negligent being replaced with someone else, and the owner of supporting the religion being taken away from him. It is necessary to befriend Allah, His Messenger, and the people of faith, and to support Allah's religion. The verses warn against coming close to, loving and befriending those disbelievers and hypocrites who poke fun at and mock Allah's religion.